Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 365 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here as ever this week, and coming up on the show, we'll be hearing from Joy Strachan all about her gig as part of Quill in the City in July. We'll catch up with the cast of The Wedding Singer from Sutton Arts Theatre and their Amdram production, which is running through until Saturday. We'll find out about some of the events taking place as part of Armed Forces Day this weekend. We'll have music from Kirsty Churchill, who'll be sharing with us her brand new single. And we'll have our final update on Arts Fest from Fran Richards. That's all on the way. But first of all, a little bit of Yorkshire arrives at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre from the 5th through to the 9th of July. Heartbeat is on stage, taking you back to the 1960s, in a land where TV on Sunday night seems to be at home. Stephen Blakely is one of the stars of the TV show and one of the stars of the stage show as well, and he joins me now on the phone. Hello.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well, thank you, very well.
So how many of the TV cast are in the stage show version of Heartbeat?
Two of the original actors from the TV series, but four of the original characters. So two of the characters are being played by new actors in the stage version.
What's it like bringing your TV role to the stage? Because you were in, what, 100 or so episodes?
I think something like that, yeah, well over 100. And this was one of the reasons I sort of got involved in the project, because I was quite curious as to what it would be like to play the same character sort of in a different format. I mean, the script reflects the character exactly as he was in the TV series, but obviously I'm sort of drawing on slightly different technical abilities to present the character to a live audience.
Yeah, it is somewhat different, because you are PC Jeff Younger.
That's right.
I think there's a little bit of a play on both your age and the character there when you were in the TV show, because how old were you when you started this?
Oh, I think when I first went into the series, I think I was 22 or 23.
That's quite frighteningly young, isn't it? Policemen were obviously getting younger at that point.
Well, I was certainly the rookie copper, as it were, and, you know, did very little growing up over the 100 episodes or so that I was in it, really. No, I mean, I am sort of, obviously, I mean, it's coming up to, I think it's about 7 or 8 years since we last filmed any for the television, so there's quite a time gap, but the stage play does pick up from where the TV series left off. I am sort of playing down age-wise.
I'm sure it won't be a problem. I've read your internet movie database profile, and it says you have an expressive face, so I'm sure you'll be using that to the absolute max.
Yeah. Yes, if in doubt, you rely on the phase, basically.
Yeah. Now, obviously, all the music in this show is 60s based, and that's something which must have been probably quite new to you when you were on TV, and it continues to be some little gems which you maybe haven't heard before, even to this day.
Well, strangely enough, no, because it was exactly the music I was brought up on.
Yeah. The parents did their bit.
Well, absolutely. I mean, my parents always had that kind of music playing in the house or in the car. In fact, if I'm familiar with any decade of music, it's probably the 60s and the 70s. And I'm a huge fan of many of the artists from the 60s myself. I'm probably more familiar than a guy of my age should be, really.
And how does it fit in with the stage show version? Because obviously there'd be, you know, a car travelling along the Yorkshire moors, and there'd be a blast of some fantastic tune from 1967 in there. So how does it work as part of linking pieces in the theatre?
In a similar way, really. I mean, as you've just touched upon, you know, it was used for incidental reasons, you know, during the show, for scene changes, from a transition from one scene to another, to set a particular feeling for a scene. And that's exactly how it's used in the stage show, really. Obviously, you know, we have stage scene changes to deal with, and the music is proving a very useful tool to cover that and to add to that. The design of the stage show is based around a revolve, so the different sets on a revolve that obviously takes time to revolve to reveal the next scene. So the music covers that happening, but also provides something that the audience, I think, come to expect. You know, the music was part and parcel of the show, and it certainly is part and parcel of the stage show as well.
And as well as the revolving stage and the techniques used there, there's also some video work as well to enhance the experience.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, the challenge facing the designer was, how do you replicate the North Yorkshire Moors on a stage, you know, in a static location? And they've done a fantastic job to represent that in several ways. But yes, the video projection does aid in that. So again, and that's used incidentally or as a backdrop to a particular scene, and it's used to great effect.
Well, it's something to look forward to and to see how it is brought to life on stage. Now, do you need to have seen the last episode to understand what's going on?
I don't think so. No, there's a bit of contextualization goes on at the beginning of the show. So people who haven't, and it has actually, you know, over the course of the tour, a lot of people have said to us, oh, well, I didn't see that much of it on TV, but I enjoyed it, you know, as much as somebody who would, really. So no, you don't have to be an expert on the show to come to the theatre and enjoy the stage show.
How does PC Jeff Younger fare during this one? Is it a bit more fun and games from him?
Pretty much what you'd expect from him, really. As I say, that sort of rookie cop who never grew up is still certainly there. So he's getting up to his usual antics, and there's quite a few laughs to be had with him.
Do you think this leaves the opportunity for Heartbeat 2, a second instalment, maybe?
Oh, who knows? I mean, strangely enough, the tour schedule that we're currently engaged in hasn't taken in Yorkshire, ironically. So who knows? I know an awful lot of people have complained about that. That doesn't mean to say that, you know, an awful lot of people from Yorkshire haven't seen it, because a lot of people have travelled, you know, great distances to come and see it from Yorkshire. But who knows? Maybe it may have another life, and maybe Yorkshire might be part of that life.
And it'd be interesting to maybe see an outdoor version on the Yorkshire moors at some point. That could prove interesting too.
We'd have to wrap up and choose the season carefully, I think, because it's quite bleak in the winter up there.
I could imagine it is. But for 18 years it ran on TV. Now it comes to the stage. And by the sounds of things, it'll be a good, fun, entertaining and full of mystery night out at the theatre.
Absolutely, you've hit the nail on the head.
It's at the Grand Theatre from Tuesday the 5th through to Saturday the 9th of June. Grandtheatre.co.uk to get your tickets online, or call the box office on 01902 429212. But Stephen Blakely, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
This Saturday, the 25th of June, sees a load of events taking place to mark National Armed Forces Day. There's a parade in Wolverhampton that starts from Wolfruna Street at 2:10, makes its way to St Peter's Square, where an outdoor drumhead service, the traditional form of religious service attended by the troops in the fields, will take place. More than 200 people will take part in the parade, representing organisations including the 210 Staffordshire Battery, 103 Regiment Royal Artillery, 4th Battalion of the Mercian Regiment, the RAF Cosford Team, Wolverhampton Sea Cadets and 1046 Ford Houses Squadron Air Training Corps, amongst many others. The parade, led by the Band of the Royal Corps of Signals, will march from Wolfruna Street through St Peter's Square, via Prince's Square, Lichfield Street, Queen Square and Exchange Street. Because of this, Wolfruna Street is going to be closed to all traffic from about 1:30. But there are other events taking place across the city as well, and we'll be finding out about one of those a little bit later on. In a moment or two's time, we'll have a chat with Kirsty Churchill. But first of all, here's a single from earlier on this year. Those three words.
If I say those words, will the magic fade? Will you soon grow tired and walk away? They've been on my lips, but those words, they burn. I've been hurt before, and I thought I'd learn. But I need some words to make
Kirsty Churchill had some rather great success with those three words a little bit earlier on this year. She's got a brand new single out, and she's going to tell me all about it now. Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Very good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good, Tash. So this is your second single. Who are you going to call?
It is, yeah. It's a really good track. I love this one.
So this single's a further part of your recent collaboration work.
Yes, we worked alongside F Block, which is a massive production team in Ealing. And they, you know, they've recorded the likes of Zayn Malik with his new album. There's Naughty Boy there that hit success with Running with Beyonce. So, you know, there's Emily Sandy. There's people that have worked alongside her. So there's sort of really good names floating about. So it's a really, really good place to be. And I feel really privileged to be able to be a part of it. So, you know, anything that comes my way, I'm just like, yeah, I'll take it. Great.
Well, they helped you get the release via Big Bed Records as well, and that's sort of pushed you out onto all the digital platforms. Your single is available now.
Yeah, that's it. It's available to buy now on all the digital platforms, like you say, iTunes, Deezer, Spotify, Apple Music, all of those normal ones. You can also get it on the website, www.bigbedrecords.com. The video's on YouTube. And you can stream that. So, yeah, it's out there. It's about there. So it's all about buying it and getting my name out there and hearing the song. It's a really good, catchy track. So hopefully everyone else will love it as much as they did the first.
Also, how did this all start for you? What got you interested in music in the first place?
I've always sang as a kid and stuff. It's just been my passion. And I actually started singing at a christening, which I discovered I could sing properly and karaoke. I started doing some work with Hank, doing my own stuff, which is the guy from F Block. And obviously, as he got busy, he didn't really work with unsigned artists anymore. So one day he called me and said, look, there's a label here that we've got together, and with three tracks, do you want to try them? So I did, and we all hit it off. The songs went really well. Here I am today. So I'm just out trying to get my name out there now, and without their help, I'd be back just singing in my bathroom.
But the reverb's fantastic in there, I'm sure. Yeah. However, I think you are destined for bigger and better things, to be honest. So
I hope so.
We're looking forward to more of that. And are you sort of a live performer? Do you enjoy doing stage work?
I love doing stage work. I'm getting together, I'm working with a guitarist at the moment to get some acoustic sets together to start gigging through the summer. All dates and things will be advised soon, sort of on the website and things, and through my Facebook page. So any up and coming gigs will be sort of out there for everyone to know. But at the moment I'm just sort of practicing and rehearsing with my guitarist and making sure that everything's perfect. And then we'll be going out there. Yeah.
So all happening across the UK, I'm sure.
Yes.
We're hoping you're going to come to the Midlands and share some of your music with us.
Oh, I'd be delighted to. I'll come down any time.
That would be good. So what are we going to hear now then? Tell us a bit about this second single from you.
So this is my second single. It's called Who You Gonna Call? And it's quite a lively, rocky sort of feel about sort of who you're going to call, sort of when, you know, when no one's going to be there anymore and you ain't got me no more, who are you going to call then?
Yeah. So a bit of a cheeky, upbeat song then.
Yeah, it's a cheeky, upbeat, fun song, so enjoy.
Well, let's take a listen to it then. Kirsty Churchill, Who You Gonna Call? Kirsty, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The sky would never hide.
To the 25th of June, Sutton Arts Theatre bring The Wedding Singer to life on stage. To tell us more, we have Sophie Louise Johnson and Tim Goff. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So, an interesting one. Tim, I believe you have the lead role.
That's correct.
Have you ever sung at a wedding?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, I've done it before. It's not quite like this, though.
Is it not? Is it a little calmer, a lot less comedy moments, and you kept your clothes on?
Yeah, the clothes stayed on. And it wasn't in the 80s either.
Which is a big part of this, because that is the setting. Tell us a little bit about the show itself.
Okay, I play Robbie Hart, who's the wedding singer. At the start of the show, he is a very romantic, lovable kind of character.
Would you say kind of cute?
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. Sophie thinks you're cute. We know that much.
he's all right.
You think he's cute in this role, don't you?
He is. It's a nice role. It's a nice part. It suits Tim. He's lovely.
Yeah. That's the starting point. What happens from there?
Well, from there, he gets jilted at the altar by his fiancée, Linda. He meets a waitress called Julia, and they fall in love over the course of the show, but she's engaged to a Wall Street banker type guy, and it's all about their relationship, really.
Yeah. And with some fantastic tunes along the way. And Soph, I know you absolutely love the songs in this show, don't you?
I do. I'm playing them non-stop in the car. It's great to be in the ensemble.
Yeah, because ensemble and a couple of other parts as well.
Yes. Yeah, I can't really talk about it. They're a bit inappropriate. A bit inappropriate, but you'll see if you come and see the show. Yeah, and the ensemble and the dance crew, which is what I like to normally do. But yeah, really great big dance numbers, lots of fun. I think the audience will enjoy it.
So tell us a bit about Sutton Arts Theatre itself and the group of people you've got over here.
It's got Fab Company. It's actually my third show with Sutton Arts. We did West Side Story last summer, and I also do the Panto with them as well. It's a great little theatre, kind of hidden away. They do a lot of great plays every season as well. They didn't do a musical for 14 years, I believe, until West Side Story last year.
And there's no looking back?
No looking back. And what's really great about it, it's a great production team. It's the same production team for anyone that saw West Side Story last year. It's directed by Dexter Whitehead, choreographed by Anna Forster, and musical direction by Tom Brooks. So we had great reviews based on West Side Story last year, and it's the same production team that have come back, a lot of the same faces, but also a lot of new people, which is really great. It's the first time I've worked with Tim.
Yes, I've not seen Tim around doing stuff before. He's new.
You've come from Brainwells, haven't you? You are local.
I've worked with Dexter Whitehead quite a few times in the past, and then I went away for a couple of years, and I'm back.
You did the university thing?
Yeah.
And now you have time to do the stuff again?
Yeah, I'm back now, and it feels good to be back.
That's good. I'm sure everyone's pleased to have you back. So when are the shows actually on then? So 16th through to the 25th, because there's matinees and everything in
yes,
there.
Yes, you know, that's what's really great about Sutton Arts as well, is sometimes when you do a show, you work all those weeks, months running up to it to do a week worth of shows, and it's gone, it's so quick. Whereas at least with Sutton, we get to do like Thursday through to Saturday, and there's a Saturday matinee. We get one day off, which is Sunday, and then we're back all of next week. So it's another Monday through to Saturday with another Saturday matinee. So there's plenty of chances to see it. And it's like, it's really great because it means we get to do kind of a two-show week, which is really fun as well.
Well, tickets are £14 a piece. If you want to get your hands on those, all you need to do is call the box office on 0121 355 5355. And where can you find the theatre itself?
It's based in Sutton Coalfield, Safe Parade, and the postcode is B72 1QU.
So B72 1QU in the sat-nav, and you're looking for Sutton Arts Theatre on South Parade in Sutton Coalfield. And Sutton's a lovely little place to go over and visit.
It
as well,
is.
Isn't it?
It's a nice place, and the theatre is really lovely. It's really kind of intimate, small audience, but it's one of those shows where you'll get really engrossed, and it's nice to see it on a small scale
yeah.
as well.
Also, there's a TGI's just across the road, so if you fancy like a steak or a, you know, a burger, you can just have that. And then
or a 2-for-1 cocktail.
Pre-show, post-show, this is what you're going for, yeah?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You'll never fit in your naked costume before you know it. There you go.
Naked.
So explain for what's going on there. Then why do you have to get your kit off? Because Soph mentioned this before we started at the interview, so explain the tale.
there is no tale, really. For some reason, in every show, I seem to have to do a change on stage or something, and I just knew that it was going to happen. And I think because in that scene, he's in his bedroom and he's just been left at the altar, so I think he's at his lowest ebb, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's it.
And strip he just, naked. Just takes his clothes off.
Yeah. I mean, not everything. You don't see everything. Right.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God.
Depends how cute it is, I suppose. Soph, I'm sure you'd enjoy it, but there we go. So, apart from making you blush, I think it's about time we had a song from the show, because they're not the ones that are in the film itself, are they?
No, yeah, I mean, it is based on the film The Wedding Singer with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, but the tracks from the musical are very different to the show. Still very 80s, mm-hmm. lots of big numbers, lots of love songs. I'm sure there will be a few people will recognise, maybe like Someday, If I Told You.
The song that I'm about to play is actually in the film as well.
And what's it called?
It's called Grow Old With You. It's actually a duet in the show.
So does that mean Sophie's joining in?
Absolutely not.
She can if she wants.
Okay. This is the point where Tim does two voices. So let's hear something from The Wedding Singer.
I want to make you smile whenever you're sad, carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I want to do is grow old with you. I'll get you medicine when your tummy aches, build you a fire if the furnace breaks. It could be so nice growing old with you. I'll miss you, kiss you, give you my coat when you are cold. Need you, feed you, even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink, put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. I could be the man who grows old with you. I'll miss you, kiss you, take your shoes off and rub your feet. Need you, feed you, and when we play checkers I'll let you cheat. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink, put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. I could be the one grows old with you. I wanna grow old with you.
Excellent. Thank you, Tim. Tim Goff and Sophie Louise Johnson in The Wedding Singer through to Saturday, the 25th of June. Matinee performances are when?
2:30 on the Saturday.
And the evening performances are?
7:30.
Tickets are priced at?
£14.
And the phone number is?
0121 355 5355.
So all you got to do is get yourself down there, go and enjoy yourself watching The Wedding Singer at the Sutton Arts Theatre, and enjoy the show. It should be absolutely brilliant. Well, you two guys break a leg, and we shall look forward to seeing The Wedding Singer on stage in Sutton.
Thank you very much. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Here we are at long last, the final week of Arts Fest. It feels like it's been going on forever, and it's because in a way it has. 8 weeks of wonderful, wonderful arts events in Wolverhampton, Warsaw, Lichfield, Stafford, the wider West Midlands region. It's been absolutely brilliant, and I hope you've enjoyed it just as much as I have. So, today, get along to Warsaw Art Gallery, where Baby Palace will be going on. We've had Baby Palace running throughout the festival, and it's that experience to take along your small ones, your young ones, let them experience a sensory environment in the art gallery, and for you to get in touch with your other parents of young ones and get networking and find lots of things to do for your children. That's 10:30 to 11:30 today, 12 till 1 or 2 till 3, and that's at Warsaw Art Gallery. It's absolutely free. Now, throughout the rest of the week, it's your final chance to see some of the wonderful, wonderful exhibitions we've got going on in Wolverhampton and the wider region. So if you haven't already, again, get along to Warsaw Art Gallery for Land, Sea and Air. All paintings and work inspired by Land, Sea and Air, funnily enough. Or get yourself along to the Degree Show, which I have to say is absolutely brilliant. I went along last week and I was blown away by the incredible work that the University of Wolverhampton students have on offer at the Degree Show. That's over in the School of Art, which is on the Ring Road in Wolverhampton. It's called the George Wallace Building. You cannot miss it. It lights up at night. I mean, what more could you want? If you're looking for something a tiny bit different, go and see Ben Kelly's recent painting exhibition over at Bantock House. So in the grounds of Bantock, lovely, lovely house, the park. And, you know, go along and see Ben Kelly's exhibition, Recent Painting. Now, this is a new exhibition we've got starting today, and it runs for 4 days, so you need to get there before you miss it. And it's the end of year art and design show from the college students at Wolverhampton City College. Now, that, if you don't know, is just through Chapel Ash and along down there. If you don't know where it is, get on Google and they'll sort you out, find you somewhere to go, and make sure you check in with all the wonderful work there. Again, at the Wolverhampton School of Art on the Ring Road is the KISS exhibition. So if you're going along to the Degree Show, make sure you pop into that. It's on the ground floor, and that's all work inspired by the theme of KISS. And finally, we've talked about it loads throughout the festival, Staffordshire Open Art Exhibition over at Shire Hall. Lots of wonderful work by professionals, by amateurs. There's sculpture, there's photography, there's painting. There's absolutely something for everyone. So that's it. That's all we've got from Arts Fest. And when I say all we've got, we've obviously wowed you over the last 8 weeks with over 120 events. Absolutely crazy. But that isn't it. Art carries on. The life in the Midlands, the life of all these artists carries on. So make sure you keep in contact. Keep checking out all their work. Visit the venues. Pick up a brochure. Make sure you're getting involved with the art scene in Wolverhampton and the wider region. And thank you for all your support during Arts Fest. Goodbye.
On Friday the 15th of July, Quill and Raymond Froggatt play Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. To tell us more about at least the Quill side of things, and she can probably dish the dirt on Raymond as well, we have Joyce Strachan. Hello.
Hello, Jason.
How are we doing?
I'm very good indeed.
So tell us a bit about the history of Quill for those who don't know the full story.
Well, Quill have been going a lot of years. I sort of got involved with the band straight from school, so you're talking a long time ago. Over the years, we've had quite a number of different lineups, but always managed to keep a jobbing band on the road. We've changed style a number of times along the way, but, you know, I've loved every minute of it, and I want to keep going as long as I possibly can.
It's when you've got these sort of gigs, the number of people are going to come out, both to see you and Raymond, that it makes it a really special night of music, and there'll be something from all of Quill's eras available for people to listen to, won't there, I'm sure?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we'll... We've got quite a lot of new stuff in the new show, but there's always little flashes of stuff that we've done over the years. We do a track called Say It Ain't So, which is an old Murrayhead track. We released that on vinyl way back in the 70s, and it's a track we've sort of made our own, and we've sort of revamped it a little bit now to bring it a bit more perhaps up to date, and so things like that will be in the show. And we try to put on a visual performance as well. We've got the three girls in the band now, because we've still got the wonderful Kate McWilliam on violin, but we've also got a fantastic talent, Abby Brandt, playing keys. We've got some cracking vocals, you know, five harmonies, so hopefully everyone's going to have a ball.
With your sound, I mean, everything from what, Celtic, folk, rock, anything I've missed so far?
No, I think a little bit of country, I suppose you could say, but yeah, people are sort of saying the new sound is sort of quite folky, Celtic-y folk, but with a slash of country.
And just a hint to keep everybody guessing what's going to come next. And that's what's it right. like being on the road with Raymond as well? Because Raymond Frog has got his own following, so bring your two sets of fans together. It's going to be a huge gig.
It should be. That's what we're hoping for. I haven't played with Ray for a lot of years. We did a festival with them a couple of years ago. We were playing the Americana Festival, and we were both on the bill. And the audiences loved both sets, so I think it's going to happen again. And it'd just be lovely to be able to play with the guys, because I've known them so many years. You know, Hartley Kane and the rest of them, Tom Farnell on drums. Yeah, they're a great, great bunch of guys. We're friends, you know, so it's going to be a bit of a party atmosphere, I think.
And you must have a lot of friends like that in the industry. And
I'm
sure they'll enjoy coming along to the gigs as much as everyone else, and just being punters sometimes too, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Bevan was with the band for quite a while, and he's still involved with us on the writing front, and he's going to be helping us, but he's probably playing on a couple of tracks on the new album, which we're writing at the moment. So, you know, sort of he might show up, and Robert Plant's been along to gigs and stuff. So, yeah, who knows, might turn up on the night.
And with the show itself, how does the evening actually sort of work out between yourself and Raymond Froggatt?
Well, Ray's going to open up, and then we'll have an interval, and then Crawler come on.
And it'll be a really enjoyable big night. And
oh, yes, I'm sure it will.
Is there the opportunity for a bit of a meet and greet afterwards? Do you get a chance to pop down and see some of the fans?
For sure. Kate and I, and hopefully Abby as well, will definitely be out there with the merchandising. We've got an album recorded over 18 months ago now. Sadly, I lost my husband, Ben, 4 years ago, and Ben had written a lot of wonderful songs, and we decided that we couldn't let them sort of gather dust. We had to record them. So along with the band and good friend musicians of mine, we did the album. So we'll be selling that on the night along with some of our back catalogue, and I'm sure Ray will have his album there as well. So yes, we'll certainly be out there doing a meet and greet at the end. So I'd love to meet a few folk, and you know, if they want to look at the website beforehand and join the mailing list, and we can keep them in touch with what we're doing, you know, that'd be great.
That's great. And it's about interacting, isn't it? And particularly with, I know you've been performing for an unimaginably long time, all things considered. You're still,
yes,
you know, very much young at heart and very much young in appearance, and it's going to be a nice show. And there's going to be people who've got memories that they've built up over time with you, and you must feel part of their lives.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got long-standing friends that have been following us all the way through. You know, they've grown up with us. We've all, you know, and a few, actually, it's quite odd. You lose touch with a few folk, perhaps, where they stop and have their families and they can't get out so often. And then all of a sudden, they've started to come back again. So that's wonderful, too, you know. So I'm hoping perhaps a few faces will turn up to the ground that we haven't seen for a while.
And it is that sort of venue that, you know, is accessible, that people can come along, enjoy, take a seat. You haven't got to stand up at the gig. You obviously will want to give a standing ovation at the end, but in between time, you can have maybe a little bit of a sway around in your seat and make the most of the show and enjoy the music.
Absolutely, yeah. There's lots of story songs in there, and hopefully a bit of audience participation. And we use a couple of screens at the back with some footage on, photographs and different images and stuff. So, you know, there's lots to look at. And as I say, I'm really hoping everyone's going to come out the woodwork, people we haven't met and seen for ages, and maybe a few new people that haven't seen us. You know, why not come along and have a look? It's going to be really good value for money.
Yeah, so a bit of a trip down memory lane, but also all that new, exciting music and a massive amount of energy pouring out of the stage and brimming over in the audience for a brilliant night of music. Well, Joyce Strachan, thanks for joining us. Give us the website so people can find out more about you before they do arrive, and maybe even get hold of a copy of the album before they actually turn up, so they'll be singing along with some of the newer songs on the night.
That'd be brilliant. Well, it's quilluk.com, and it's all lowercase.
So quilluk, Q-U-I-L-L-U-K, and just stick a .com on the end of that. And you can enjoy some stuff in advance of arriving at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre on Friday the 15th of July. The show is off at 7:30. Tickets are priced £19.50 through £22.50, and you can book them online at grandtheatre.co.uk or on the phone on 01902 429212. But Joyce Strachan, thanks for joining us. Have a brilliant show, and we look forward to having you in the city.
Thank you, Jason. I really appreciate it, and look forward to seeing everybody.
We talked about the Armed Forces Day, which is taking place in Wolverhampton. As part of all of that, there's a special fundraiser at Wensfield Town Football Club on Amos Lane in Wensfield from 10 a.m. through till 5 on Saturday, the 25th of June. To tell me more, Chalky Whitehouse, hello.
Hiya.
How are we doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Now, you're representing the 1st Battalion Staffordshire Regiment, and there's going to be people down there in uniform, I trust, on the day.
Well, we have a few there, yeah, but there's cadets, there's marching bands, and a couple of displays going on.
So it's part of the Staffordshire Regiment Association who will be appearing down there, and there's stalls, tombolas, face painting, and a lovely community event taking place on the 25th of June.
Yes, we have a few American vehicles there. Along with a paintball range and an airsoft rifle range. There'll be music, there's a couple of dance trips going on, there'll be some face painting, and we've got the city mayor attending.
Lots of stuff going on, and as you say, the mayor will be down there too. Tell us about the group who are actually organising the event itself.
It's sponsored by us, the branch of the Staffordshire Regimental Association. We've had help along with Wensfield Football Club, obviously, and there's a few other people. It's just raising money for charity and help people along the way.
So which charities are going to benefit from the work that you're doing?
Two of the charities that are going to be benefiting are the Wolverhampton Staffordshire Branch Association Veterans and Good Shepherd.
So two brilliant causes there, others being supported as well. You can find out more about that on the day. With that support, you're helping former members of the armed forces as they return to civilian life. And that in itself is vitally important. It's something of a change. You've gone from having an environment where you're potentially in a conflict situation, but even if you're not and you're travelling, you're part of a big community, and suddenly they find themselves on their own. So the work of the people like the Staffordshire Regiment Association helps to bring them back into the community and help them work alongside others who found themselves in a similar position.
Most definitely. I mean, a lot of these guys have suffered with post-traumatic stress disorder of one stage or another. It was originally set up many years ago to provide former soldiers from the regiment with welfare and the social support. And so the age range that they're within our group is sort of late 20s to late 80s. We've had a son that was diagnosed with leukemia last year, and we've lost a vice chairman, Brian Memridge, and he was in the paper. We do a lot of support, and we give not only the members support to others, but we nominate a charity. You know, it's a lots of things.
So lots of good work being done. Sounds like it's going to be a really good day as part of that fundraiser. As I say, it takes place at Wensfield Town Football Club on Saturday the 25th of June, 10 a.m. through till 5. They're on Amos Lane in Wensfield. Get yourself down there and have a great time taking part in all the events, at the stalls, all the other attractions as well. But thanks for joining us for a chat.
Thank you very much.
That's a lot for this week. Thank you so much for joining us, back with episode 366 next week, when we'll be finding out more about The Sound of Music, which is on at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre in October, amongst other things. That's on the way. We'll see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.